Reading this morning comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 to 19. Yes. I'll start the reading. Some time later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba, and Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Amen. And would like to invite Gilson, who's our minister this morning, to share the word of God.
Thank you, Jania. Who can tell me when does worship begins? When you wake up in the morning. That's the right answer. So our worship started this morning, is it? And we are still continuing. Do you agree with me? Yeah. So we are still in that place where we are continuing with our worship, our singing, our reading. All that we have been doing this morning is part of the worship. So I'm going to conclude with the next 10 minutes or 15 minutes to finish the service. Is that right? So we're still in that continuation. So don't be left out. Okay, the story that we've just heard in the Bible, I thought of this story that happened some years back. Those of you who were not around or who never heard about that story, you'll hear about it as I explain. This is the story that happened with those Chilean miners who were trapped underground, 69 of them, and families that were overground. They were worried about their loved ones who were stuck in the ground. So what happened is the government and other non-governmental organizations put their heads together and had that way of pulling them out. That is the shaft that they were using to bring the miners out one by one, 69 of them. When they eventually brought out the last miner, those were the miners. I like what they said. These are the words. Mission accomplished when they pulled them. So wasn't that a breakthrough? This is why I said my theme today is breakthrough. So we all need breakthroughs in our lives. Amen? Do you agree with me? Yes, we all need breakthroughs because things are not rosy in our lives. And the Bible says so. But before I want you and me to discover what's going on in this story, let's hear what the book of Acts is saying to us. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 to 9. I'll read. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a flash from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there, speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days, he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. Saul needed a breakthrough. As we live our lives, we all need the Damascus experience. You agree with me? So we want to look at breakthrough point number one. Ibrahim, as the children were saying, was told by God to go and sacrifice his only son. Right? In your mind right now, think what was happening in Abraham's mind. Did he tell Sarah that he's going to sacrifice the son? Yeah? No? There's nothing in there. So that's breakpoint number one. We are achieving. Abraham, he had this equation brewing up in his head. Should I tell my wife? Should I not? So guys, are there some stories that we mustn't tell our wives? Come on, Peter. Is there something that you say, "Well, I mustn't tell my wife about this"? Michael Trett, is there something that you say, "Well, I mustn't tell"? Yes, there are some things when God wants to deal with you, he wants you alone. So this is breakpoint number one. God wanted Abraham on his own because it was God's mission. You remember the story of Abraham when he took Lot with him? What happened? A lot of disasters were following them. Maybe Abraham now has learned. He hasn't told his wife. And also, you and me are blessed today. We are told it was a test. Amen? It was a test. What about the people who don't know about our scripture? When they hear this story, before they read there, the Lord was testing Abraham. So why is God testing my breakthrough point number one? This was a test, not to harm, but to make your faith strong. You get that point? So whether you are going through tough times, God is not harming you. He is testing your faith. So he wants to see how strong you are. So you remain committed to the Lord. 1 Peter 1 verse 7 says this. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. This is why we go through tests. This is why Abraham was being tested there. But did he know that his faith was strong? Not at the moment, until he get all through. All right? So now, let's remember this in our lives. We are being tested when we are going through tough times. Amen? God doesn't hate you. He loves you so much. This is why the Bible says in John, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son. Only son. So how can you say, well, God doesn't love me. He loves you. So he's only testing your faith. Right? But also I've found some people saying, well, why is God tempting me? Who can help me there? Does God tempt anyone? I don't agree with you. I've gone too fast. Where are we? There. That's point number one within breakpoint number one. James 1 verse 13. When tempted, no one should say God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil. Or does he tempt anyone? Amen. So as from today, when you are going through tests, it's a test. It's not a temptation. Because God doesn't tempt anyone. Okay? So Abraham, when asked, he just packed up his bags and went. In my true life experience, you have people when faced with such things, they always say, God, who can finish that statement for me? God, when you are facing tests, what do you say? Exactly. Repeat that statement again, please. Why me? God, why me? So whom do you want to be tested? Because God deals with individuals, not as a church, not as a family. He wants you and you alone. When Michael is going through tests, Rose, those tests are not directed at you. They are directed at Michael. You can be supporting Michael for him to go through his tests and be strong. But those tests are for Michael. All of us here, even if you are in a family setup, the test that comes from God is for you. This is why Abraham left his wife behind. Because the test was for him. As we go along, there's a lot of pruning that will go along. We'll see as we go. Now we are going to break point number three. Number two. The Bible says, when he got to the mountain, he asked his servants to remain behind. That's separation number two. As we go to point number two. Break point number two. He said to the servants, remain here. I am going to worship. Surely, you all came here this morning to worship the Lord. Do you agree with me? So why then was Abraham saying to the servants, remain here, I'm going to worship with my son? If I was one of the servants, I was going to say, sir, we're supposed to worship together. Why are you leaving us behind? But they didn't say so. They just complied and remained. Right? So when your employer is asking you to do something, don't complain. Just do it. Peter, Sam, Virginia, those of you who are still employed, John. When your employer is saying, do this, don't complain. Just do. Right? But anyway, going to the Bible setup, don't we go to Romans 8 verse 28? Everything works for good for those who? Amen. So the servants complied so that mission of God could be completed. Abraham went with the son. That's point, breakthrough point number two. God is eliminating because he wants one person, not the group. He is eliminating. Now, he has done so. The provisions of God are coming. Point number two. God wants to make you a character of perfect test. James 1 verse 2 to 4 says this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Amen. Once you are tested and everything is now done and dusted, you are due for a promotion. Amen. So Abraham now has gone through all this. He has eliminated his workers. Only his son is remaining. He's now due for promotion. Yes? So he gets to this mountain. He goes to this mountain. And he's about to do something that I was hesitant when Jenea was telling the children, sacrifice your own son. He lifted the knife to try and slay his own son. And he heard the voice of God, the voice of the angel of God shouting to him, Abraham, Abraham, don't slay the boy. You remember? This Abraham guy is so crafty. I want to take you a little bit back. You remember the other time he said, this is my sister. Not only once, two times. Right? Now he said to his servants, remain here, I'm going to worship with the boy. Was he really going to worship? He was going to sacrifice his son. He didn't tell his wife, I'm going to sacrifice the son. He didn't tell his servants that I'm going to sacrifice my son. And earlier on he had said, this is my sister. To me, there's a bit of craftiness here. But anyway, everything works for good for those who love the Lord and they have chosen, have been chosen. Right? So Abraham has been chosen by God. God is giving him all the plans for the God's mission to succeed. Amen? Amen? So breakthrough point now, as we go through. When he gets to the mountain, you remember when his son asked him, Father, we are going to sacrifice. Where is the sacrificial lamb? What was Abraham's answer? Hello? Amen. The Lord will provide. That was his answer. Everything works for good for those who love the Lord. When he's about to slay his son, what does the voice say? Stop it. Stop it. Abraham looked up and there in a thicket he saw a ram. He saw a ram. He saw a ram. Did God provide a ram for our sins? Jesus. What is Jesus? What is he referred to as? A lamb. Right? The ram was for the sacrifice. But the ram doesn't take off our sins. Jesus, the sacrificial lamb, is the only one who takes away our sins. Yes. Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb. Amen? Amen. Who is Jesus? That's breakthrough point number 3. God wants to protect us from sins. Right? 2 Corinthians 12 verse 7 to 10 says this. Oh, because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This is why we are being persecuted. This is why we go through tests. Because the Lord wants to make us strong, so that when we persevere, on that day, when we see the glory of God. John goes on to say, the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of this world. Breakpoint through, we've done that. Breakpoint three, Abraham discovered the place where he was. He said, God will provide. Jehovah Jireh, God provides. John 1 verse 29 says this. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him, and he said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's breakpoint number three. That was revealed to Abraham on that day. He saw a ram. But we don't need a ram. We need the Lamb. Amen. The Lamb of God takes away our sins. The Lamb of God takes away our sins. If you have been going through tests like we all do go through, I want to tell you today, it's not to waste. Or don't regret saying, I'm being tested. It's going to waste. It's not going to waste. God wants to make you strong through those tests. Yes? Agree with me. God is taking you through these tests to make sure you are strong. There's a guy in the Bible by the name of Job. He went through tough times and he came up with this. At the end, say this as Job said, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Amen. So when you've gone through this test, you are due for a promotion. Be ready for it. You know, when you are to be promoted at work, they've got to look at your CV, how you've contributed in the company. You don't just come from nowhere and you are the supervisor, you are the manager. No, they need to look at your CV. This is exactly what was happening with Job. God looked at his CV and he was as pure as gold. Same as Abraham as well. We need to go through the Damascus experience. If you haven't gone through the Damascus experience, you haven't been tested. We don't know how strong you are in your faith. If we were to operate most of you and see what is in your heart about your faith, we'll be shocked. So I'll ask you from today, improve. Before I call the surgeons from Basildon Hospital to come and operate you to see what's in your heart. So improve on your own, as Abraham did, because God is our provider. Yes? That was the end of my bit of the service. But what I want to remind you is, don't be disheartened when you are going through tests. The Lord wants you to be strong in your faith. And when you are strong in your faith, He will provide a way out. And also, never ask questions. Why me? Ask yourself, whom do you want to be tested? Instead of asking yourself, why me? Ask yourself, whom do you want to be tested? Let's pray together. Father, we want to bless you, for you are a loving God. Father, we want to thank you for your provisions. We've learned today from the experience of Abraham. We all need that Damascus experience for our faith to be tested. Yes, we can be coming to church. We can be doing a lot of activities in the church. But how strong is our faith in you? Let it not be just for church activities. Let it not be a friendship with the church people. Let it be faith for you, because you are a loving God. You separated Abraham from his wife. You separated him from his workers, because you wanted him to know that it's him you wanted to see how faithful he was and how faithful you, how strong was his faith. Father, you proved it for yourself. Even the whole entire Bible, the reference is there about Abraham's faith. Father, we pray that we'll be like Abraham. Father, we pray that we grow. If we stop learning, we stop to grow. We learn every day, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the provision of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the sacrificial lamb who saved us from our sins. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all these provisions. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.